أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم تروا أن الله سخر لكم ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وأسبغ عليكم نعمه ظاهرة وباطنة ومن الناس من يجادل في الله بغير علم ولا هدى ولا كتاب منير. We are still in Surah Luqman, and we had completed the wonderful and great advices of Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam to his child. Further now, at like the beginning of the surah, and also in the beginning of the advices which Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam had given to his child, was on Tawheed, the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. Again, Allah Ta'ala invites towards the oneness of Allah. Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullah alayhi said that even if no Quran Sharif was revealed, if no Nabi had come, but Allah has given every person that brains by which he can understand the existence and the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. Yeah, we can see how Allah makes it so clear, and really that is an intelligent person who understands the existence and the Tawheed, the oneness of Allah. Alam taraw anna Allah sakhara lakum ma fi samawati wa ma fi al-ard. Kya tumne nahi dekha ke Allah ne kaam mein lagaye tumhare jo kuch hai aasman aur zameen mein. Have you not seen that Allah Ta'ala has put everything at your service? Allah has put everything in your control, whatever is in the heavens and the earth. Today man flies in the earth and he controls the airs, the airspace. This is not by his achievement, but by the gift of Allah Ta'ala. And then on earth also, what and what things man controls on the earth, and he takes benefit from it. All this is not by himself. Allah has made it for him like this, that Allah has given him the control of the skies also, the control of the earth also, the control of the seas also. He sails on the seas, on his ships, etc. He goes beneath the sea, what his submarines, etc. Man, somebody gives you a great gift and then you don't ascribe it to him and you say, I did it. This is the height of ingratitude of a person and the insolence of that person. Allah gave all this to us. If we just have to think a little, it is totally beyond human capacity. It is only Allah Ta'ala that has given this. وَأَسْبَغَ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعَمَهُ ظَاهِرَةً وَبَاطِنَةً. Aur puri kar di tum par apni ni'mate khuli aur chupi. And Allah has completed his ni'mates upon you, which were outward ni'mates and inward ni'mates also. Outwardly in your body, Allah gave you your brains, gave you your eyes, gave you your hands and legs, and Allah gave you good features. Outwardly, Allah gave us our oxygen, our water, the earth that we walk on, the rosy that we get from the earth. Inward ni'mats Allah gave us, our brains, our hearts, etc. And by that we acquire knowledge, by that we make our rosy, etc. So many. And then if a person gets further great inward treasures of ilm, of becoming a hafiz of the Quran, of becoming an alim, etc., what great ni'mats did not Allah bestow upon a person? But in response to this, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يُجَادِلُ فِي اللَّهِ. Aur logon mein aise bhi hai jo jhagadte hai Allah ke baat mein. They are amongst people. We all should have been 100% thankful to Allah and bowing down and making sajda to Allah and appreciating these favors. But there are people who argue about Allah. The atheists say Allah does not exist, na'uzu billah. People associate partners to Allah Ta'ala. Or whatever we have got, we say, inda ilmin indi, my knowledge, I did this, my achievement. So these people are disputing and arguing with Allah Ta'ala. And Allah says, all this, بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ وَلَا هُدًا وَلَا كِتَابٍ مُنِيرٍ. نَا سَمَجْ رَكْهِ نَا سُوجْ اور نَا رُوشَنْ كِتَاب. These people without any knowledge, that is, there is no firm knowledge that they have got, and no guidance, and no kitab, that a lighting kitab that lights up things, that is, revelation from Allah Ta'ala. That is, they have got no basis for their arguments. They got no legs to stand on when they deny Allah Ta'ala and they say, we did this and we have achieved this, etc. Then further with regard to them, Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمُ اتَّبِعُوا مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ اور جب ان کو کہے چلو اس حکم پر جو اتارا اللہ نے, when it is said to them, follow the commands which Allah Ta'ala has revealed. Allah created you and He has given you commands of how you should live. A person manufactures something, that manufactured article doesn't make its own laws how I must be used. The one who manufactured it, he makes the rules that how this article must be used. So we have been made by Allah. Allah has given us our regulations how we should be used. We can't make our own regulations that I will use myself like this or like that. But when these commandments were given to them, what did they say in reply? قَالُوا بَلْ نَتَّبِعُوا مَا وَجَدْنَا عَلَيْهِ آبَاءَنَا تو کہنے لگے کہ ہم اتباع کریں گے اس پر جو پایا اس پر ہمارے آب و اجداد کو, that we will follow that which we found our forefathers on. Following that which our forefathers on, there are two aspects which both the Quran explains. If they were on the right path, then to follow them is greatly meritorious and great barakat also comes. Like following the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam of the past, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, etc. And if the forefathers were on the wrong path, they were in bid'at, in innovations, etc., then to follow them is not only wrong, but a person will be punished also together with those people. أَوَلَوْ كَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ يَدْعُوهُمْ إِلَىٰ عَذَابِ السَّعِيرِ اور بھلا جو شیطان بلاتا ہے ان کو دوزخ کے عذاب کی طرف. Don't you see that shaitan has called them towards the punishment of Allah by involving them in idol worship, by involving them in customs and innovations, etc. So a person should see from Kitabullah whether our parents, our forefathers were on the right path. If they were on the right path, then by all means hold on to them very firmly. But if they were not on the right path, especially if it's our parents, the respect must remain. But we must follow what is right. We don't follow the wrong which they had done. And we don't go in the same hole that they had gone in. So we should see whether the criteria is whether they were following the right or the wrong. Further Allah says, وَمَنْ يُسْلِمْ وَجْهَهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَهُوَ مُحْسِنٌ اور جو کوئی تابی کرے اپنا منہ اللہ کی طرف اور وہ ہو نیکی پر. Any person who surrenders himself to Allah Ta'ala, to the pleasure of Allah, and he's a doer of good as well. His sifat ihsan, he reaches that level that he has got close contact with Allah Ta'ala. So a person who has surrendered himself to the pleasure of Allah, and he's a doer of righteous and good, فَقَدْ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى So اس نے پکر لیا ہے مضبوط کرا. That person has caught a very firm and strong ring, that is the rope of Allah Ta'ala. And this rope will never break, and Allah will never let it loose from his side. And a person who has held onto that rope, he will get pulled to Allah Ta'ala. Allah will just keep on drawing him closer and closer to him. وَإِلَى اللَّهِ عَاقِبَةُ الْأُمُورِ اور اللہ کی طرف ہے آخر ہر کام کا. And everything, the return is solely and only to Allah Ta'ala. So any person, this is also sufficient for his guidance, that my end result, what will it be? I must prepare for that. We all know our end result, we are going to return to Allah. Nobody can escape that whatsoever. So prepare for that and then you will be successful. So wonderfully Allah Ta'ala has shown us Tawheed, and that we should follow Allah Ta'ala, the commands of Allah Ta'ala, and we should not disobey Allah Ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana.